Some of the rest are don't really care about the country. They don't have any pride. So they want something, so. So I think it's being not so far as very positive, because I'm afraid to get the police, you know, I am like, and it keeps going on all. And while you work when you're there and everything, it's still. Well, even if they do think so, the thing is though, you were. Yeah, the weather's a little longer. You can't swim, but you can't save it anyway. Hopefully, maybe they keep everybody else out of the way. Would you ever bowl up there? Very nice bowl. If you keep one of those places, like Birch, like you do, keep a place where you can look around as much as you want. I was surprised. I was glad to see you told them the country should stand firmly behind you.
Hollis?
The Democrats were that they said, it was something, I forgot the exact word, that it was absolutely wrong for the Democratic caucus to vote, you know, against. I was shocked, but pleased to see someone speak on that.
He's been a great candidate.
I know he has.
Well, coming from South Carolina, he has a hell of a time taking the United States to home.
And he wants to be vice president, so.
I was correct. Well, he wants to be vice president.
Ryan did a good job of getting the class.
Wonderful job.
Everything together.
I'm going to go back to America. I'm going to go back to America. One of the fixable, yeah.
That's absolutely right. We have and can. They are not fixable.
Interestingly enough, similar to his quote, this person came out with almost identical things, 2 points difference based on a sample of 600 taken overnight. Did he put it out? He put it out at 2 o'clock. And it's phone and wires and we're coming from networks. And it's also called a press conference tomorrow morning.
Ron used our poll too.
Good.
Yeah, some shit said, well, something about how can you say that when the people are so opposed to this or something. Ron said, it's just a goddamn thing. So he launched the ORC poll.
I think it would get some trouble. I asked him, because the people are so opposed to what it would they actually say that?
The New York Times editorial. I mean, they're picking up from that. I don't know what context it came in, but
the New York Times editorial says the people
their whole thesis of the Times editorial is that how can the president take this action, which is so totally opposed by the American people?
Yeah.
He said, the old media editorial began at the close. The great majority of the American people opposed it.
Could you take an ad in the Times on this case and run the ORC poll? I mean, they here's what the Times said in its editorial, here's what the poll said. They won't take it, will they? The other weapons, if
they might. Yeah.
I do it.
They do it.
No, I do it. I do it. I stick it right to the Times. I think the best would take it.
But you
stick it up their ass. That's right.
Nobody can see it, but it's worth sticking it into the Times. For world peace and to make a better country domestically. time. They are using their money for all the short.
Actually, that was made for benefit. That's what Ronstadt thinks. The reason I don't have the dock strike is because of this.
So who's in charge of making sure what gets in the note?
We're going to cover all of it.
Well, I was going to say, Bob, the thing about this is that when I say the colorful language, maybe I could, the best thing I can do this weekend, maybe spend my time thinking about it, but I have to do some telling the other thing. I work like hell. I just sent another memorandum to Fisher on the black operations to get the goddamn CIA on its ass and, you know, put out all the fight is. The great success that I had when I did this news was mainly that I knew how to get the words out. We've got to get the words out. It's and our people, we don't have anybody really who understands words. You know what I mean? When I say we haven't anybody, political man. Comedy's good at words.
Comedy's got the gift of being able to flow.
Yeah,
flow with words. Know where they use
colorful. That's good about colorful.
Not gifted.
Oh, but he had one.
Oh, I'm aboard the Bugout Show. Yeah, he had the one of the instant surrender.
That's all right.
Bugout Show.
All right. Put Buchanan. He's not a match. He's straight arrow. No,
he's not a strip.
They're a smoker.
Yeah,
he sent me another. It's what I'm getting at is some way to that Buckout Show sort of trigger time if we can.
Grace is probably as good as anybody.
Well, some guys, yeah, we can get it back over.
I don't know if he writes come on.
Yeah. The fellow was really good for Mel Grace and Bill over the speeches and kind of shake her floor.
Where is he now? Why isn't he on the
trip? He's in the VP talk.
Get his ass over here and put him to work. Will you do that? Well, could we do that?
Yeah.
If he's that good, and give him the ideas that we want to first particularly label it the fetuses and all the others, you know, that are taking them. Come in.
Pick up some of that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
have to say, you know, they're getting a deal of blood a little, and so they're having some fun.
I sort of did. Jerry Ford said to somebody at the doctor's office, he said, in Pennsylvania, they took a street probably in some town, and it was 8-1.
You see, our poll is right. Sinlinger's runs around the same thing.
Sinlinger's, Mr. President, 76.2 support, and that's the same question that ORC gets up at 4. We got support 23, and ORC got 86. This question, and that's not the one we put out.
Don't worry, you haven't.
It's the tough, we haven't put out the tough question on ORC.
About 34.
I mean, the easy question. Sinlinger is the easy question. That's good. Still got it.
Okay. Let me say this, Chuck. On the colorful language part, I'm going to go to Camp David this weekend. I decided not to move forward. I also sent to you, Henry, a memorandum that you probably have on the Helms Johnson. No, I am not satisfied with their black operation. What we need is a communist witness. The goddamn communists were in the OSS, and that's why we were able to put out fake stuff. And we need a few communists working on our side. Apparently that's our problem, you know, in the goddamn place over there. The trouble is that the whole fucking CIA is a communist outfit. What is the problem with this? Have you seen any imagination out of that bunch? Henry, would you not agree that this is the time? For example, I had three or four just given them, they get a couple of ideas and I just threw in there. And then I said, again, I want you individually, Bob, you call the general. You tell him to get his fat ass, but I want him to independently work on this problem and not just leave it to all these bureaucracy. But for example, another kind of things I would do, I would drop leases. I would have the dark item, both north and south. And in the south, I would indicate that the north is being devastated. Their people are starving. That their people are draft dodging. That riots are occurring. Lie. You understand? In the north, I would put out that whole regiments have been decimated. I would put out also, it's all in my memorandum. I would put out also another very significant thing in the south, which I think is very good. Regiments are being decimated. They're running out of food, of this and that. Huge strikes are going on, and so forth. You know what I mean? I think the idea that right now we ought to run the propaganda heavy on the people, and we haven't been doing this enough.
I think we are.
Not so much for that. Now you were, just before you would leave, Chuck, to give Henry a quick little rundown. He says Larry was so hurt.
Yeah, I saw him. But I talked for 15 minutes on the replay, and he was really good.
Well, he was tough. He was
about his heart and a critic, too.
He slightly screwed up one negotiating act in the North Kitchen. But if you're asking him to withdraw to the DMZ, he said, no, that's what we should be involved in.
I don't know, that's correct.
But the thing that I thought was best about him, did you see him first?
Oh, it was tough.
Because he was just tough. And they would bore him with questions.
And he was tough and relaxed, you know. Okay.
Yeah. It changed your face. He really is. Well, Larry is sometimes very stiff in his presentation.
Yeah.
Very slow and measured words today. He was just back freewheeling him with the checkers. He was
damn. Well, I know Mel can become second point when I ask you. On the other thing, tell Henry about the said Scott Ward just ripped the shit off. Scott Griffin had the press conference.
Scott
had never been better.
Yeah, very well attended.
One of the key people who was came over to over and had a discussion with him said, well, your boss said he's never been better. He was really attended.
Also, they tried to question the poll, and some of the reporters themselves said, oh, ORC was a reporter. It's a damn good thing that Sinlinger comes out the same day. Sinlinger wrote his papers out today. There's no time for press conference tomorrow.
Sinlinger will have a press conference tomorrow. He wants to pick up again this line of there's more
stronger public support for this president than there has been for any president since 1953. And he said that peaceful messages until the political run is running the whole way of about 50 now. He said it's not 54, 55, which is very strong. He said it's just a, there's a rallying feeling in the country that the answers are not deliberate, weighted responses to now, and this sort of racism, and the involved in that, I'll keep it the same.
stuff Vietnam that he went on, but it is Russians this time, hell no.
But if you would just talk specific for half an hour about the suspect and say, you know, it would make a good record. I think it's a good one.
I'm going to go tomorrow morning.
Yeah. He needs a minute tomorrow, so that'd be good.
Okay. Put him in the morning, 10 o'clock. That's a good time. We don't want him from a news standpoint, that's a problem.
And you get a chance to do it. In the Soviet ambassador, please.
I think he should know all that
about it. Mr. President, I think it's a good thing to tell us.
Well, I'm trying to save him.
But I think that others are trying to say that he isn't sitting here without any information of what's going on.
You don't think so?
They're keeping him informed.
Yes.
And he said also, let me discuss what exactly.
Didn't he think, or did he tell you that I made a very strange speech with regard to the Soviet?
Oh, yeah. He said that he complained about the captain. He said, if you could keep this, what the president said, and what you said yesterday, we can live with that. Those of us were carefully chosen, and we can deal with that. I felt more or less repeated what you had said. But the whole tone of it, for example, let's give you the mood. We have the Declaration of Principles, which I'm proud of you with. They gave us a new certain principle, which is a slight modification of ours, which has slightly bothered some aspect of it. I'm not really meant to have certain. So he said, can you accept it? I said, well, then we'd like to change the matter of sentence. He said, look, let me be honest, the whole Politburo approved this. The president could say, you agree with it. They took out their matter. Now, but the local business is having, look, the way to handle it is this. Why don't we leave it open? Let President raise it to the president when he gets there. And then the president will almost certainly agree with it. But that way we don't have trouble with our bureaucracy and send the chips to settle it.
Right.
Let this be something that President and the President said. He said, excellent. Let President and the President talk.
Much better.
So, you know, we were talking as if there were no question whatever about this meeting.
They can turn around in midair.
The President, they can turn around. By noon tomorrow, this thing can be established. On the other hand,
if it is, we're not going to work.
On the other hand, if the President can be in fact, this is now 48 hours. And then we've had another tremendous break. The German treaties have been put off for a week.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell? Why? Why have we screwed up?
You screwed up?
Well, I screwed it up only to the extent that I refused to send a message to Bar, yeah. To Bar, and therefore Basel just wouldn't buy the proposition that we wanted it.
That's correct.
And today, it's a little bit
more. Yes, sir. Yeah.
So how do
you think? Any commercial?
Yeah.
On a plane?
Oh, yeah, they have. You were here at 4:45. You're here at
just... Go ahead. And my head, before we go, about my schedule, what about do I see list today?
Tomorrow? Yeah. Yeah. We are doing some work.
I don't know.
A little breakfast.
The President would be delighted to see the Trade Minister at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Right. And of course, he expects you to come along. And the subject will be exactly as you have discussed. 10 a.m. At the White House, and we'll discuss only commercial matters. Come in through the front, you know, through the way you come in through my office, through the lobby. Yes, through the northwest gate. And I've also mentioned that issue of that principle, and I think we can handle it in the way you and I discussed it. Yes. I think you can support it with that, but let's keep it sitting up for the time. Thank you. Also, we have reported to you that important factor before the
Yeah. He is interested in that.
Yeah.
There's a good reason for that.
Well, it's fine.
You see, Peter's still babble all over the place.
And he's having dinner with him.
Yeah. And they might cancel the summit. You know, well, because, but it smells to me now, Mr. Besson, I would put it in bed, the chances are about in 10. I'd say now it's 46.
Well, you've got to tell Peterson before he's in town tonight. He's hosting the guy for dinner.
Okay.
The guy knows.
Maybe I'll do that.
Okay, I would tell Peter to put it on his call.
Oh. I'll call Peter to tell him to try to keep quiet about the new tenant.
Yeah, I'm
sure he'll get to it.
But let them bring it up.
Okay. Now.
Well, you never know. Whatever it is. No, but I must say, Mr. Bell,
their attitude is one that is, they're not, they can't turn on us tough.
Am I?
It is an amazing, now that things are going pretty well for us, because if they turn on us very tough, the treaties are cooked.
Are they?
So you don't have to do things in that. And they think we have it up, they probably overestimate us. But I think it's a correct thing to say, one phone call from us would have passed. The absence of that phone call just was enough to,
it's some of those problems at the moment.
Okay.
Some of the
attracted to something.
I thought before.
And you see, in order to pass the new district summit must be confirmed. They can't cancel it today. And they can't keep the thing in limbo. Uncertainty. But in any event, they can't keep it in limbo because they must take it to the Chinese are for it. I think it's all right. But what's interesting is what would have expected was one thing the Chinese could do is call up their own ship stuff over there. And the Chinese could make a statement or open their door.
I don't think they want it.
They could, for example, they could say use port buyout, which is the building for the Vietnam ship and that's fair enough. They haven't said that, I think.
That's a good news out of the border zone too. The police have not paid the paper that's written to say that the air attacks around Hawaii have knocked out the enemy attack, the expected enemy attack on Hawaii for the time being.
Exaggeration.
No, but they're making
the point. Thank God, I like to have it. It's a good short term, sorry.
It's a good short term.
I have to get it. At any rate, we have a 2-to-1 chance that they will not go out of you even if they cancel the summit. And if they should postpone the summit and keep everything else going, it would be a setback, but not. You could still get a agreement to talk about. But you can, I think, very important. Watch the Cuban Missile Crisis, for example, it's not as far as I know it is. They came across the country, so it was a different deal.
But Hanoi had put out two statements already, I think, that the German Socialist country is supported. That they haven't had a reply yet. But apparently, all sorts of things in the market. And they say there are two explanations. One is that they don't trust the demand. And the second is that the North Vietnamese won't let them go out.
No hostage part we're concerned.
Yeah, well, the whole idea is in the sense
of
the
bond ops.
Yeah, but we don't need a bond to dock.
I haven't felt that anyway.
Because as long as nothing's going in, what the hell do we care?
The only thing is that with bombing docks, I would think it would be very helpful to bomb the docks because of the warehouse.
Yeah. But we are not attracting them, Mr. President. I don't give a damn what people are attracted to say.
The oil.
They're getting the oil, they're getting the railways. They just, they have provided over 50 division orders on redirect 2.2 million tons of imports. Prepare their railroads, evacuate their population. Ration the oil, How the hell can any government do all of this simultaneously without the Motor City Express? If we have to do this all, it is in trouble. They have never had a fallout on the floor. When Johnson was blocking them, he wasn't minding them, and they were fighting much themselves and themselves. They didn't have a big campaign, so.
Well, they did in 68.
In 68, Ted offended only started after 9 months of putting all their supplies into place. Steelmanville was open with it. A lot of the supplies went directly to Steelmanville. The food was all gotten locally from the D.C. Now they have to drag the food down. So it's a completely different situation.
What though about the territory of the
Yeah, but the territory that you hired up to now is unpopular.
They get food out of that.
No, no,
what about that? What about that, that province over there?
The only populated area. The only area which has food in it that they captured is the area around that block. That's a marsh. So, I mean, that's not a big
area. It's a pockmark.
That's a marsh. Anyway,
very hard to get food.
So, they are in a completely different situation. And after Ted, we knocked off the bombing in the north. After Ted, 4 weeks after Ted started, we moved the bombing down to the 20th parallel.
Here we moved it up.
Why? But then it's getting negotiations done.
Is that right?
Ted started on February 14th. And on March 31st, or whenever Johnson withdrew, he bombed. Only he established the line of the 20th, but in fact he didn't bomb north of the 19th.
All right.
Now I think they're going to get this mistake. The Russians don't look to me like they're in a counter-explosion. The Russians are saying to themselves, why should we give everything about the local bloody minded surface pitches in the north?
Also, aren't they quite aware of our options in terms of the Chinese?
It's like they're nightmare. The trouble is, if they try to break our blockade, they have to do it through China. So if they are re-establishing China's predominance in Hanoi with their merchandise. China's dilemma is that if they break the blockade, that means the Russians have to run trains through their territories airlift. So the Chinese are suddenly getting closer. This is a cold-blooded, every time we've made a tough move in Indochina, all our ducks told us that the Russians and Chinese would gang up against them. Every time we were wrong. Every time it has magnified the individual.
Let me suggest to you one thing. You are quite aware of the fact that this being accomplished.
That's what I'm asked,
and they must be aware of it too.
And that's why I rather delicately said it's there.
It can't be done without pressure.
No, no, but he's already agreed to
it. Well, that's what I meant. I don't mind it, except you can't sneak him in.
Well, there's no attempt to sneak him in. I think the only thing we should do is not announce it ahead of time.
All right, well, not announce.
Just get the press in.
Peterson is such a yammer. I just hate
him. No, I'll keep Peterson under control. He's such a dumb stupid. If I tell him, it'll blow everything if he yaps.
Let me ask you, on the R. Fox and Stennis have asked that you brief the Liberal Republican senators on Vietnam. The Liberal Republican senators have asked for a briefing.
But can we make it up tomorrow on
Vietnam?
Correct.
And they're strongly urging that you open the meeting or close the meeting.
No.
And the point being, to hold them on the fund power or withdrawal amendments. And they're arguing that they feel alienated because there's no communication, all that kind of crap. But our guys, the supporters, the supporters of fund power amendments bring every sort of vote. This group is put over the convergence and convincing to put votes off. Without the Liberal GOP support, the Democratic government will pretend to convert half of those attendees.
The difficulty with me is this. Now, I did it before, and I'm isn't right for me at this time, after making this decision, to go and suck around these sons of bitches and then have half of them go out and say, we're not going to do what the president did.
That's
going to ask me questions. They're going to ask me questions. They think I can't do it without doing it. And I just frankly am not going to put myself in that position. They want to go, if they want to go out and kick me in the ass, they can do it. But I'm not going to do it. Now, you tell McGregor that he can go straight to hell on this one. I'm not going to do it.
This is not McGregor. This is,
I don't care who it is.
Carriogas
or whatever.
Yeah, but it's Stennis, Goldwater, Tower, and Griffin.
No, no. Now, look, Henry, as you know, this gets back to the O'Harlow syndrome. When I have been asked time and time, will I talk to Margaret Smith? Will I talk to this? The answer is no, I'm not going to.
Okay, now, do you want Henry to do it or not?
Yes,
I should do it.
Yes, Henry will do it. Henry will do it.
But I think I would do good in Friday morning or play tomorrow to see what answer we got from the government.
Friday morning.
Even if our answer is,
yeah,
it's...
Let's do it. Let's just say Friday morning.
Friday morning. How we get put this to the show, maybe.
Right.
It's the summit of school, I think. If I
said that... You have the summit, Mark. They can call these guys in and say, look, shape up, boys. We know what we're doing. This is put together.
You'll know tomorrow at the summit.
Mr. President, any day that they wait makes it look weaker. If Castro be intercepted, he's in Algeria, be intercepted at all times. He's railing like a maniac about the Russians. So he prohibited his prayers to meet the poor. So there can be one thing.
You've got a problem with your boat. Peterson and the Russians are scheduled to go up on the Saratoga.
Why in the hell do they do this without checking with me?
They weren't supposed to. They were scheduled for last night, and you had a dinner, and they shifted it to tonight.
Okay, Henry. Thank you. And as Henry, the main thing to remember, as I said, let them, if they cancel, just don't worry about it. Oh, we're ready.
I'm expecting them to cancel because I think they could no more unless you go to Moscow now than you could go without a taxes away. But if they do, we have gone around in the long trip to them. You will completely have established yourself. But if, even if they don't cancel the summit, and maintain the position of keeping the negotiations going, or maybe their day, which might be the best for you, let's have the summit of July 25th. After this situation,
well, we have a postponement of date certain on the line.
I think that'd be better than going now.
They were going to just cancel this thing because they were on a tentative, preemptible basis. Hague is arguing that we should not cancel it because of the. They wouldn't be canceled.
Let them have the vote.
Okay.
Go ahead. Get me the smaller. Get me he's got a smaller boat. One that he can have a dinner on or something where we can go out and I'll just take it for them.
Let him go ahead with the Sequoia with the Peterson crew. Tell the Navy to get the Chief of Naval Operations or someone as a boat that they can set up for the President to go out to dinner. And have them set that up for the President's departure at 6:15. Right. And leave the Peterson dinner on.
I have become,
we've got a solid rule this year on this thing, and Peterson can drop all
the President's such an ass.
Well, we told them they could have it last night because you had a dinner scheduled in the White House last night, so we knew you were safe.
Yeah.
See, we let them use the boat when we know you're out of town.
Sure.
We know that you're scheduled.
So they didn't use it.
Then, for some reason, their schedule got screwed up and they shifted it to tonight. They shifted their dinner to tonight.
Okay.
And they were told that, it was a 50-50 chance you'd be using the boat around this day. It's probably better not.
I just from now on will not use it, period.
I will.
I just think we just stop the cabinet and spark it around enough.
Yep.
They had enough of this stuff. And just say that. And just always say the boat's not available. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir. I just
do, because it's the whole value of the boat is for exactly like this.
Like the daylight.
Perfect example.
Like, it's like you can't go to camp.
Trapped in here, you can't get out.
Can't walk outside.
There's no place to go. You got BB coming up so that you can at least get away from everybody else and get out in the water and back.
Well, I just come out and knock it off. And also knock off Camp David for anybody anymore. I don't want Camp David to use anybody anymore but me. Fair enough.
I think that's a good idea, too.
I really think so, because I don't know when the hell I'm going to knock off. Every time I go to Florida, maybe I can. And I might have some jackass capital officer up there. We've done enough for the captain.
And for the rest of this year, let's keep it for you and,
yep.
And for some people that you see you are going to want from time to time. And tell Mitchell, for instance, to take half a dozen people up there and get something worked out. That kind of thing. And also, it's the place you can go if you work out these secret things. Now, we never knew about it, but the time you went up there on the just your cover trip, we had a problem because Elliot Richardson had a group up there for a seminar. They left because it turned out just in time, but it was just in time. And that's a tough thing. I think for the rest of this year, there's just no goddamn reason for it. They were never used before. You give them 3.5 years of damn near unlimited use.
Right.
And now I think that
the only thing that I think we could, well, I don't know, I was going to say, with the new ask, the new Laurel, I suppose you could let us. I'll do it when I invite him. Why the hell should I?
For the rest of this year, let's just try for your use and
any. Except for the period that we can, if I go to California, yeah. Then I open it up for those 2 weeks, if I go. But wait till I'm on the way. And if I get them come back early, they cancel. Well, we should, I guess, be so hard on that.
I guess we should.
I feel it's for the use of the president. I've got these problems they have at the moment.
Well, at the point you get this feeling that, because you have a boat, you should let everybody use it, and that's ridiculous. That's not what the boat's for. No other president did that.
What are the situation on that? Let me tell you the situation on the Senate. I know that they'll all squeal about it. I mean, it's like, it wasn't right in for Clark even to take me down to his office the other day. It's not the only time I was in the right position. We were sitting there looking for Clark. It
has been the right thing.
Was it the right thing?
Do you believe you go to a formal meeting or not at all?
Exactly right. The thing is, they can't get me away. Frankly, they were when I was the old man there. I was always not by and I was always available. Now, I either I'll be in a formal meeting. I don't want to meet him otherwise. I don't want to buddy-buddy with these guys. I really don't.
Okay.
And incidentally, don't you think the danger of the Friday meeting is that someone will go out and say the president begged us and we told him to go to hell?
Yeah, that is a real danger.
Yeah.
With a couple of them. With most of them, I think they're honorable, even though they're close. But some of them
I think some of them would just use the chance, jump at the chance to walk up after a meeting with the president. Might decide not to. Let them say after a meeting, okay, they decided not to. That's my problem. But kiss the juice, you do it.
That's the reason I was raising the question.
Well, I had to do it, Bob, if I thought it meant the difference in the votes and all that. But I'm not going to call people on the phone. I mean, not them. When are our guys ever going to realize that this is an election year? And when are they ever going to realize that we have some strength? That's the point.
Yeah.
Now, it may not last. This all erodes over periods of time. God damn it, right today. And I mean, that's why I want Colson to get that goddamn poll.
I was just going to say, this poll is a case in point. They have. They've man-to-man delivered this to all the key people on the Hill.
Totally.
Handed it to them. Our guy has handed it to that guy. They were working it on a man. No. At the Scott press conference, they gave it out.
Yeah.
They gave copies of it out, and they ran out of copies and had to Xerox some more for.
They started to question it. They can't question the RC.
Hell no.
They will. They ought to get Seminar out.
See, they question some of those, and right, because some of those polls know that those...
Seminar?
No, even Seminar is not questionable in that sense. The one that is the those...
Quails. Oh, Quails, term.
And the press knows that those are fixed polls.
have a fixed pool.
That's right, because these are all clearly set as Russians canceled the dinner. They had already canceled. We didn't know.
Where? Canceled the dinner?
When did we get this report that the Russians canceled the dinner?
On the kitchen for some.
Well, what? You mean without? They had called because the minister wasn't well or something?
Talk to Henry about it, obviously.
Okay. I think this is for them. They didn't know anything about that. Henry's Bob. We just got a note that the... By then, is that legitimate? The minister. He wanted the dinner because he was tired. He wanted it canceled.
You don't think he should have.
Okay. You don't think...
Are we going on with him tomorrow or not? That's the kind of,
It was sort of a mutual agreement that everybody was tired. They'd been going to a lot of dinners, and our guy said, if you don't want to come tonight, that's fine. And he said, I would appreciate it. Okay.
Next thing on tomorrow.
So this was sort of an informal thing. Okay, now does he know the thing is on tomorrow? Minister does. Okay, so there's no shakiness there. You're not concerned about this. You don't see any implications in it. Yeah. Okay. 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 Very good. Thank you. He says, so if this was an informal dinner, and they were talking about setting the time for it, and the guy was saying, kind of sighing or something, and Peterson said, or one of our guys said, we'd like to have a dinner, but we want to be good hosts, and you prefer just to take it easy this evening. The minister said, if I could, I'd appreciate it. So that's how it went. Got to see how that went.
Did you have your talk with Colin?
No, because Henry was going over, and I thought he was going to get the Russian reply, and I figured out if he had it. Henry thought he was going to get the Russian reply.
Did he agree?
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Because Dobrynin said he had a message for him at 3:15. Then all we got was a protest on the ship. So I held off. If he was going to get that, I was going to wait. And we don't have
to. Well, good. I don't think I'm being unreasonable about Senator Strong. I think he would. I don't think it's going to make that much difference for me coming to take their ass.
I agree.
And I think it's frankly, I haven't seen the Hawks. How should I see that?
Okay. No, I think that's right. I think that's the right position to be in. And I do think Henry's got to do some of this. We're pushing him on doing the conservatives, which is in a way more important.
Well, maybe we should try these.
Although we're doing damn well.
Thank you.
Yeah. They've got enough. If our guys will get colorful, and when our guys start fighting, they get intrigued with fighting. You know, God damn it. It takes so long to gin them up. You'd think that we have somebody around that would just do it without having to be goaded from here. That's what I don't understand is wrong. That's what's wrong that I don't understand. I don't understand why the White House, why we even are thinking about this stuff.
They're not down there. They're self-starting. Fighting. They're sort of like we, you know what? Too much trouble.
Yeah.
We fed them, we bred them, we drunk them, we've done everything we can, and the batteries deal well once in a while. And it's crap that every time they do something, I'm supposed to call them. Thank them. Riot them. Thank them. We just go too far with this sort of stuff.
Yep.
Some of these guys have got to, you know, some of them have got to, thank the president.
Well, this shows a crisis with these guys. The important thing for you and for them is 75% of the people think you're doing the right thing. Why do they think so? Because you went on television and told them so.
First of all, because you are. Those that work my ass off to.
Well, first, because you are. You worked your ass off to decide what to do. And the people know you did. Then you decided it. And then you went out and told the people what you decided and why you decided. The people say, good. Why do you have to suck around John Percy and Schweiger?
I won't go with Percy.
What they ought to do is look at their constituents.
And I can't use this accordion.
Yep.
You got it. Well, it's a long time.
So I'm gonna change the rules though, whether it's right. This is what me doing with this computer.
And can't take it too, huh?
Yep. Is it this no?
You just got to be sure, don't you, Bob? For time, and we never know if we're going to have another crisis or something. I have to get my ass up there.
Right?
So, we have to use it.
Is a one-time value to those people. It's
once you're
able to say, I've been to Camp David,
you see it. You're right.
After that, it is all that good an conference facility anyway.
It will be with the new building.
Yeah, it will. But it's too good a place for you. And there isn't any place else.
There he is. Back in there and a half hour.
Well, every one of those people can go. If he wants to get away, he could have to Williamsburg.
Well, I don't think they go to Williamsburg. They do some other things. They can go out, for example, to an embassy dinner. They can go out to the San Souci. They can go to a country club. Every one of them.
Or the Kennedy Center, to the theater.
Correct. They can go out to... I can't do those.
They do all the time. They get invited all that. To the movie association. That's these great, they have very nice evenings. So they have dinner and they go to that. They're all there. Leaders led by Dr. Burns. I have never been to a free event in this town, and I don't go to very many.
Were you there?
But everyone I have ever been to, Dr. Burns is there. He never misses a goddamn thing.
Really?
Apparently goes to every embassy party, every free shot there is. I think probably never buys a dinner.
But, and he loves parties. You know, they're sort of a trade. Yeah, the calendar. They invite them on your dinner. Fly free, go on free. They just want to keep time for it. Thank you.
See, that's the answer. Henry does like it. And it's, that's what, it's your conflict. It's what enables you to keep going.
It's exhilarating for him. It's stimulating for him. It revives and renews him.
If you go out more than sleep.
He likes to be,
he's going on going to bed.
He likes people who, want to pay attention to him and this and that. But see, I had a lot.
Well, he works.
Never taken care of him.
He works so intensely while he's working. The only way he can break is that way. And you don't want to break. Henry needs a break, apparently. He works a different way. He gets more emotionally churned up as he's working. You work hard.
Oh, I pace myself.
But you can, you have much more control than Henry does.
Well, I refuse to allow a little bit of fear. I mean, the best thing I've done, I've read the press number in 5 weeks. I am going to read another 5 weeks. I'm not going to.
You haven't missed anything.
Well, I suppose I have. What difference does it make? What matters is that that's thinking will replace the moment.
The only thing wrong with that process is you won't read the New York Times. That gives you
no.
That distorted view.
No. I don't get it.
I read the news, gives you
I didn't read the front page of the Times and Post, and it does discourage me when I read. But I think I've got to see that much.
You've got to see something.
I've got to say, no, I've just got to get the feeling of what, how discouraged people are.
Well, when you do that, you're getting the most discouraged feeling you can get.
Really?
You really are.
More than tolerant?
Yes. It is. Really?
Well, anyway, I do it quickly. I do it 5 minutes. That's fine.
That's my best enough.
I'll put my shirt on. I can push our pull out of the hero. 700 is as good as 1,000. You know what I mean?
They do, but these people, we've got to do something nice for them to get past this money.
Why do they
need it? Well, first, we're saving them financially. That's what we want.
Why do they need the money?
Damn right. That's a tough business. We've made it.
Are there some other, some of our new friends, you know?
And the volume of work we're giving them helps them a certain amount. Then our friends are doing, and the notoriety they're getting out of this, see, we fill them up. And that's good.
You know what? The beauty of ORC is that it is an honest polling organization.
So that's why Gallup does his public polls. He does, he loses money on those public polls. But it builds him up so that he can sell his services to these commercial services. And that's ORC.
Harris too.
Harris too, you're damn right. They syndicate them, they don't get enough out of that even if they have a cost of running the polls. So we're doing plenty for ORC, but they're doing plenty for us in the process, and it's a good, good mutual relationship. But they busted their ass to get these last night. They thought they flew in early to get a hand tap on it, so we put them out today. Got them just at 10 instead of noon, which was good. If it had been noon, we would have probably not gotten out.
We had a good break. I had it somewhere the same day.
Damn good. Very good. That's one job. And you remember, we really met up with what Chuck's been able to do with Harris and Simon.
Oh.
Made a lot of difference.
Did you recall, for what little credit I will take for it, that I put on that thing so many times again? Somebody's got to talk to that. And I know the senator. And I mentioned him. I saw that about somebody that talked to this guy since he's pulling him up.
And I said no because he is nothing.
He's a businessman. Yep.
Not well, considered valid, which is true. He's not. He is by the press, but he's not by
the actual people.
But so what? They're what get read. God, we used to be the victims of the Harris poll every month. We sit here shaking, waiting to see how Harris was going to screw us. Now we're. The other one, and that's an all better spot to be in.
All right, I'm through.
Well, it's the little things that he's doing, that where the timing of what he puts out, or what he decides to release and not release, or when, what week he decides to pull, how he words your question. We even got Gallup sucking around on that, and they're asking for help on wording questions. As a result of scouting. Ship them up. The guy who was with, David's his boy. I don't know.
copies of the book.
But Davies is one of the programs, has been all along.
Yeah. Show you though how much control down. Control is my
clients
tonight. Yeah. But they'll tell them more if you do.
Well, you can't, and that, that's why they'll pass a position. Well, you can do it without the ceasefire.
Well, that's allowed for killings to go on, doesn't it?
That's right.
Suppose you don't have an immediate ceasefire.
That's inhumane. That's a matter of that's right. Pull out and go on murdering each other.
That's what the war is on. Try to end. But for him to say that we buried it in the speech,
yeah. Well, he didn't say you buried it. He was trying to show how smart he was that he had found it in the speech. Brought it out. Oh, rest. But what they'll want to do then is try to fund cut off the building. All funds for U.S. military operations into China will be cut off effective 4 months from it's not yet. It does, because that could get to cutting me off, screwing me up on the front pretty soon anyway, you know, for maintaining air and naval forces.
Oh, for having a ceasefire, you don't need
it. Yeah, but when a ceasefire is violated, you've got to have some capabilities.
Yeah.
You need the funds to maintain the forces there to use if you need them.
Where you can save.
Now, assuming you don't intend to pull all your forces out at the end of the time.
No. Well, not
on the island.
Thailand's not in the China.
Cambodia is China, not the China.
Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam are in the China. That's
all. So you would pull out of the China. Pull your Navy ships out of the territorial waters, so that's out. Bomber bases are a little lower.
Very tight.
Thailand is lost. So maybe that's all right. We ought to look at that because that's a strategic question. So what we want to do. It would be a damn good move, it seems to me. You
get the Department of President's peace offer for us.
Well, if we went now, their orders now are not to buy them because of the fund cutoff problem. And because Henry's antsy about the thing. See, they may want to also then start, and if we buy it too soon, we're right to dart a deal, but if we buy it too soon, then they're going to start putting in conditions about political settlement, two stepping down, and all that kind of stuff. See, if your offer doesn't cover that, you specifically said, then we leave the settlement in Vietnam.
That's right.
Vietnam.
That's right. We don't try to impose it. We will not impose a settlement. Put down that word to the United States. We will not impose a settlement in Vietnam. We will impose a peace, but not a settlement, a political settlement. See? The United States will impose a peace. We, however, will not impose a political settlement. How does that line?
We're going to deal with that. That'll swing. This much, if we're ready for that, and we could work that with.
Just wait, don't bother Henry with it.
I know, but I mean, we could work these left wings and see what the damn Russians do.
You didn't think that the cancellation of the Nicholson thing is going to be enough attachments.
That's what he was suspicious at first. And they know the other meeting. They have that. They've been running these poor bastards for a long way. This was, Peterson's already given one day before. He gave an interfarm Monday night. Sands gave an interfarm last night. That's what screwed up the going on the boat last night. And Peterson was going to have this informal thing on the boat tonight. And you know how you can feel it if you're over there.
The also, guy the guy may want to talk with the brand new brother. He's going to be tomorrow.
But you see the same damn people over.